Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Our guest right now is Peter Greenberg. He's the CBS travel editor. He is going to tell us about procrastinators, how you might be winning this holiday season. Answer your travel questions if you have them. 312-981-7200. Let us know. He knows about these things. And he right now, Peter, is because he has this great gig where he's this travel expert. I believe you're on a luxury yacht or some kind of sailing ship somewhere. Is that right, Peter?
Well, I am on the water. I'm actually on board the Norwegian Joy. We're sailing between Panama and Guatemala on a couple of television pieces that I'm actually shooting here, and then getting off in Guatemala tomorrow and flying back.
Have you been to Guatemala before? Is that a place you recommend to us to visit?
Many times. Great history there. And now it's very, very accessible to get to. A lot of different air services that are going there that weren't going before into Guatemala City. And within about a two-hour drive, or maybe even a 40-minute flight at certain places in the city, you're seeing all the great history and civilization come back to life. So it's well worth it.
That is cool to know. You know, I want to get to this story about procrastinators and how it might pay to delay your planning your holiday travel. Because I think that's, I saw that and I broke down and bought my ticket anyway early because there are too many of us traveling and I know it limits some of your options. But first, I also want to ask you about the Bahamas because we know they got brutally hit in September and a terrible storm wiped out a lot of properties there, a lot of the area. And I was wondering, I saw a headline about that you can still, there are still places worth traveling in the Bahamas and things are open for business. In fact, I got some sort of an email alert about a place I had been to in the past.
Well, let me put it in some geographical perspective. The Bahamas, there are a few hundred islands,
right,
and only about three of them got really badly hit. And as a result, if you want to go to Nassau, you want to go to a number of other islands, they're fine. And when you have a country like that, whose economy is dependent entirely on travel and tourism, the best way you can support them is to go when otherwise uneducated, unevolved folks think you can't.
Right.
And the answer is you can. You know, we tend to paint with a very broad brush, and the fact is the Bahamas is definitely open for business, not necessarily in Marsh Island, not necessarily in Abaco, but if you go to the resorts in Nassau and to some of the other out islands, you'll be just fine.
So there might be some kind of sort of deals to be found there even?
Very much so. There are deals to be found throughout the Caribbean right now because, as I said, we paint with a broad brush, and people think if there's an oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico that Fort Lauderdale is affected. No, it's not. And the same thing applies to the Caribbean. So you got to do your homework, and you will be okay. By the way, my philosophy has always been, and it may sound politically insensitive, but it's not. It's pragmatic. That any time there's a civil disturbance, a political uprising, a natural disaster, a war, the best time to go is immediately thereafter, because that's when they need you the most, that's when they're happiest to see you, that's when you get to experience a place without crowds, lines, or bad service, and you're doing your best to help them recover.
Where would you suggest right now? Are there any other places that you're seeing great deals to if people are trying to plan some sort of getaway, maybe even post-holidays?
Sure. I mean, you follow the power right now of the U.S. dollar. Argentina, South Africa, Thailand, the euro, for example, and the British pound because of confusion and worries over Brexit. They're all depressed against the U.S. dollar. And your buying power is phenomenal. Remember, it's not about the hotel rate or the airline ticket. It's basic goods and services that the locals have to pay, and they can't really adjust that for their problems with their currency. So right now, the U.S. dollar has 7 times the buying power it had just 8 months ago in Argentina. Time to go do your Christmas shopping right now. The South African rand is about 14 to the U.S. dollar. It's never been a more beneficial exchange rate for us. So, yeah, now's the time to do it. And it's, in many cases, because of the power of the U.S. dollar and because of concerns over Brexit and because of foreigners' concerns about the Trump administration's immigration policies, the amount of outbound travel to the United States is down, which means that a lot of tickets that would be already filled by foreign visitors are now represented by empty seats. So airfares alone are on sale overseas, and in many cases, maybe less than trying to cross the United States.
Peter, we have a listener asking, Hong Kong, is that a place you would recommend to go to? Is it much cheaper? Because that can be a pricey ticket, typically, at other times. But with all the protests that we've seen on television, is it wise to go there? Is it cheaper to go there?
Well, again, we've got to put this in some real perspective. The actual geographic location of the protest is about 6 square blocks of Hong Kong, period. At one point, they were protesting at the airport, not any longer. A number of airlines have cut their service there because no seats were being filled. What a great time to go. Seriously, you just have to do your homework. The real key about travel, whether you're going to Hong Kong or Houston, is not knowing where to go, but knowing where not to go. And just do a little basic microgeography, and you'll be just fine.
Another listener asks, is Tuesday really the cheapest day to buy a plane ticket? I've seen those stories in the past, kind of read them about how Tuesday night at some hour is the best time to get online and buy your ticket. Does it really matter? Is that Tuesday rule true?
Well, those stories were written by me, and they were true, but now it's changed. The best time to buy a ticket is on Sundays because everything's pegged to business travelers, and business travelers don't make reservations on Sundays. They make them Monday through Friday. So do your homework. You can do a great comparison shopping, but the one advice I'd give you that nobody else will is almost everybody listening to the show is going to go online to make their reservation. And I'm telling you, that may not be your best friend.
What is?
Only about 52% of available inventory is online. It's being held back by the travel providers. What you're seeing is only what they want to show you. It's time to go back to the future and have a conversation. Look at the internet as a great research tool, then pick up the phone and call the airline, the hotel, the cruise line, whatever, and have a conversation, because what they're looking at on their screen is definitely not what you're seeing on your screen.
Oh, that's a pro tip. That's very helpful. Now let's get to this headline we were talking about. It might pay to delay planning your holiday travel. This was based on a AAA analysis. They looked at several years, I think it was 3 years of domestic flights, Thanksgiving and Christmas, around those times, the holidays that are so well traveled and so many people have to go places and also want to go to see their family. They say by the calculations they looked at that it did pay to procrastinate, specifically if they waited until 7 to 13 days before Thanksgiving, you'd pay a lot less, maybe up to $100 less for tickets. In their analysis, we're kind of entering that window now. It's 13 days until Thanksgiving. Is this something you're seeing? And you, I mean, this is backed up by data, Peter. What would you be your comment on what you're hearing?
It's backed up by flawed data. I couldn't disagree more.
Oh,
yeah, that's right. It's the basic law of supply and demand. In fact, the same people who gave you that data would also tell you that over 44 million people are going to be traveling by car over the holidays, and over 4.5 million people by air, which represents a big increase over last year because gas prices haven't skyrocketed and airfares are down. However, having said that, for every day you wait to purchase a ticket for Thanksgiving or Christmas, that airfare will go up on average $10 a day. So do the math. Now, there may be one day in there that's a sweet spot, like Thanksgiving Day itself, if you get a 7 o'clock in the morning flight, which, by the way, I'd recommend. But in general, no, you don't win by procrastination unless there's some outside force of a natural disaster or a weather issue that's going to get in the way. So there you have it from me.
That is amazing, because I saw that and actually was upset because I booked my ticket so far in advance, because I assume that even if you wait to the last second, you don't have as much flexibility. Flights do sell out around the holidays, right? Isn't that the time when it's tougher to get seats?
Well, it's tougher to get seats around Thanksgiving. That's the biggest travel time of the year, that Tuesday and Wednesday before Thanksgiving. However, it's a different animal because it's a longer holiday period. People can stagger their departures and you can actually get some better deals. But still, the same principle I gave you applies. Every day you wait, those fares will go up on average $10.
Peter Greenberg, CBS travel editor, thanks for straightening us up on a lot of those issues there. That helps a lot. We appreciate it. And buy your tickets, your airline ticket, on a Sunday night. Thank you so much, Peter.